Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend Scott Gerber, the author of Never Get a Real Job, the founder of Young Entrepreneurs Council, and also the Forbes Council group that he's working on right now, and a bunch of other exciting stuff we'll get him to tell us about in the future. Scott, thanks again for being here. We're talking about breaking down jobs and from big jobs into small steps, and your last example of how to solve these things is you know, one of the things that I learned when I was being taught how to sell was self-analysis. Mm-hmm. And what I found out was that every post-call analysis actually is a pre-call analysis for my next one, right? Mm-hmm. So when you talk about in your three steps here, when you analyze the success and failure of whatever you've been doing, well, the projects you've been working on, whatever you do for one that you just did, the post call analysis of that is the pre analysis of your next one, isn't it?
Exactly. It's almost like, you know, you have the ability, thankfully, in business to probably do the same exercise many times over or very similar exercises. And I think that the whole mantra of you only get one bite at the apple is very fundamentally incorrect with business. I think the fact is that you can always get smarter. You can always get better. I mean, I still remember a day where our entire company was highly manual, no streamlining, no automation, no technology. And today we have a very complex series of systems, algorithms, data analysis, all these different things that came as a result of, you know, having these kinds of conversations after the fact. What did we do wrong, or what was not, you know, as good as it could mm-hmm. be? What was subpar in order to improve these processes so that we could get to a point that the business was much more successful? And so I think that applies to anything. To your point, you know, let's just go back to the whole thing about the vendor situation. What happens if you hire the wrong vendor? Well, in the post-game analysis, you're going to talk about all the things you did to come to that false conclusion, to make mm-hmm. sure you can have like a hypothetical test of, okay, what would you have done differently in that process to have a better outcome? And so I think, you know, if you're smart as a business owner, you have to always be thinking that the business will continue. And as a result, you need to get smarter, because the most important part of your business are the learnings that are going to inform your future decisions.
I actually know, Scott, people who can't learn anything. In other words, whatever they learned one time is as far as they ever go. And they really don't learn from their mistakes.
I really hope they have smarter managers around them.
Well, they just can't be owners. They cannot be business owners, because nobody has that much money.
Yeah, right? It's crazy to me. I mean, the way I look at business,
you try to avoid making mistakes over again, so you don't have to spend that money again.
Yeah, this is a team sport. I mean, if you're a smart, you know, business owner, and you have even a couple of really good managers around you, you know, I can count, you know, hundreds of times where my team ultimately was the reason why the next time around was better. And it's because you have that diverse series of voices around you that ultimately, you know, allow you to think in a different way, in a way that's not just your thinking, that basically creates more value for the future conversation. So I think that, you know, at the end of the day, that's another point of learning your weaknesses and being able to accept your weaknesses. So if you were truly a business owner that couldn't teach an old dog new tricks mentality behind you, I think the reality is you have to say to yourself, who on the team is most amenable that I could fight with to basically have them either prove a point that there's a way to do it better, or that they can do it better, or there's a process that can be better. Because otherwise, you're right. The unlimited pocketbook's only going to take you so long.
Well, that's exactly right, and you see this happening all the time, and it's astonishing to me that people don't learn, and I think it's because they don't slow down, especially their failures. You know what? If you can't learn from your failures, you're doomed. If you're not willing to go over and analyze how you failed, You're doomed, aren't you?
Your life lessons in business are the most important lessons, and that's ultimately what you must learn from in order to be successful.
Yep. Hey, I need your website again.
YEC.co, ForbesCouncils.com, or if you want to follow me, go to ScottDGerber.com.
The book is called Never Get a Real Job by Scott Gerber, How to Dump Your Boss and Build a Business and Not Go Broke. Hey, Scott, come back soon.
Definitely. See you soon.
Good job today, Scott Gerber, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but it'll be in the next hour. I got to take a quick break. In the meantime, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.